The following recording is copyright 2011, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
One of the greatest privileges I ever had as a priest was to be the founding pastor of a parish, St. Monica Parish in Edmond, Oklahoma. And during my 10 years there, I learned a lot about building construction, and in particular, how everything you see above ground depends on the building being built on a solid foundation below ground. And so we drilled 116 piers into the bedrock below the building at great cost. But the end result was a solid structure. No shifting, no cracks. In today's gospel, Jesus says that the same thing applies in our own lives. And I would add on many levels. First of all, on the level of our faith, which is what Jesus is talking about directly. If we listen to his words, that is, if we believe what he says and then act on them, our relationship with God will be solid and we will not despair in times of trouble. But if not, we will be ill-equipped to face adversity, and our lives will come undone, just like a house with no foundation. But sadly, many people persist in building their lives on sand because they don't want to invest the effort or pay the price needed to build their lives on something more solid. In particular, they are unwilling to make the sacrifices necessary to listen to Jesus' words and then to do God's will. They would rather do their own will, which inevitably leads to disaster. But let's take this one step further. What is that solid rock on which the wise person builds his house? Well, the answer is twofold and obvious. Jesus and his church. Jesus, above all, the rock which the builders rejected, who becomes the cornerstone. And then by Jesus' choice, the church, founded on Simon, whom, in order to make this absolutely clear, Jesus renames Rock. That's what the name Peter means. You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the jaws of death shall not prevail against it. And isn't it true that over the last 2,000 years, our Catholic Church, founded on Peter the Rock, Peter the first Pope, our church has been buffeted by every kind of storm you can possibly imagine, including in our own times, and yet continues to stand firm? Because Jesus founded our church on solid rock. Compare that with the fate of hundreds of independent churches that spring up from time to time, broken away, and abandon not only our apostolic succession, but also many of the beliefs of the church that Jesus taught us. They flourish for a time and then fade away, little by little, because they were founded on sand. And the same is true in our own personal lives. Ask anyone, I know you all are too young to have been to a high school reunion, but ask anyone, any of us old people who've been to high school reunions, and we can attest to that. Those who spent their high school studying hard and making the sacrifices necessary to build a solid academic foundation for their future generally prosper as adults. And while those who spent their high school years pursuing popularity or romantic entanglements end up with a lot of regrets and not much of a foundation on which to build their future. I see this all the time. And so there you have it. Everyone who listens to Jesus' words and acts on them is like a wise person who built his house on solid rock. And everyone who does not is a fool who built his house on sand. The choice is yours.